Will went for his service revolver. He left it at the station. Luckily, the girl seemed as surprised as he was, and they stared at each other, immobile. Then he noticed that the face was heavier featured and the brows bushier than a woman would have. "You're not a girl," Will eventually concluded, and then realized he'd spoken aloud.
"No, I am not a girl,"
the person replied. It was a very long knife, and the hand holding it was impressively steady. Will shifted on the balls of his feet a tiny amount, getting ready in case the chap came at him. In response, the knife was raised a little. After another pause and some more eye contact, the light voice said, "Who are you, and what do you want of me?" He didn't sound like a maniac, but Will didn't like being questioned at knife point. He'd had a couple of go-rounds with German counterintelligence before he'd invalided out in 1915, and hadn't enjoyed it much back then, either. "I'm a police officer. If you could put the knife down, sir, please?" Another speaking pause.
"A police officer? A man of the law?"
Yes, I suppose. "The knife, sir?"
"You are seeking a person in particular?"
Will looked at him, really looked at him this time, both with his eyes and his other sense, and drew in a breath. "Bloody hell," he said flatly. "You're not human." It was a creature. He could feel the same not quite normal tingle of power from it, and now that he knew, even in the dim light of the warehouse, he could see the slightly too pale skin, the too fine features under that silver-white hair, and the not-quite-right eyes, something about their colour, and what looked like an inner eyelid that blinked across at reptilian intervals whilst the gaze stayed steadily on him, behind the equally steady knife. But it didn't look like the creature they had apprehended at St. Catherine's dock a few months ago. It was beautiful in a fey sort of way, the opposite of the twisted claws and muzzle he would have recognised first off. And that creature's energy had felt heavy, greasy and oily on his tongue as he had touched it. This one felt brighter, clean, like the edge of the knife it wielded, a tangle of music and light. He shivered and withdrew his other sense, quickly shielding himself. The creature watched him curiously, head slightly tilted, as if it was listening.
"You work Kears?"
it said, eventually, knife still up.
"Kears?" "From the Shimmer. You were touching me."
Will didn't say anything. What was there to say? All his personal experience, and the experience of those who had taught him, told him that very shortly he would be having his throat ripped to shreds and his brain dissolved by this thing's bare hands, and he didn't think he stood much chance against the knife, either. But trying to take the knife was probably preferable to turning his back and running. He still had occasional nightmares about the corpses from the last big case, with their ripped-out throats. He silently cursed his own bright idea to comb the old factories in search of his errant wife-murderer. He shifted his weight very slightly again. If he was quick, he might be able to get under the knife and grab the thing's arm. Its bones were thin and fine, where they stuck out from the shirt arrangement it was wearing, and there were no claws. It was worth a try. 3 breaths, a sideways feint, and he jumped forward. He grabbed for the thing's knife arm, got his hand round it, swung and pushed, and found himself face down in the dirty floor, arms twisted up behind him, and the thing astride him. He kicked upward at its back in the approved fashion, to no avail. For such a willowy creature, it was incredibly solid.
"I do not wish to hurt you," it said in its musical voice from above him.
"You are hurting me." His face was grinding in the dirt, and his right shoulder felt like it was dislocated. A distant part of him mourned his overcoat and the knees of his trousers. He'd fallen on his hat.
"I will let you go, and we will talk."
It eased the painful grip slightly. The pain was making him pant, and he was going to start to cough in a minute. He could feel it coming.
"Yes, yes, fine."
And there it was. He curled up and just rode it out until it was over, eyes watering, cough after cough racking through him, internally cursing his lungs, the war, gas, the collective allied governments, and the rest of it. The thing could have started to eat him from the toes upward, and he'd not have been able to twitch.